I realize that you emphasized earlier, John, this matter of it is written and the importance of having the knowledge of things, the knowledge, the truth of the Word of God as the means to defend against the attacks of the enemy. But I want to take it a bit further, because we have before us, we're saying, the dependent man, who can use these expressions very clearly, very strongly. It is written. But for him, I think, it was more than simply, it is written. Here is a man who had the laws of God written in his heart. So it was not just a response to Deuteronomy 8. It's not just that when I get the temptation, I pick up the book and say, here it is, Satan, it's written. It has to be beyond that. It has to be where it's registered effectively in my heart. Just like we have in Psalm 1, I think it is, right? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, and standeth not in the way of sinners, and sitteth not in the seat of scorners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And I think that that is the thrust of the expression, it is written, not just as a legalistic set of things, but rather the affections connected with it.
The Lord was about to enter into his public ministry. And of necessity, if he is to go out, as we find in the chapters following, and deliver souls, preaching the gospel to them, delivering them from all kinds of diseases, and from slavery to Satan's power, he must prove himself to be the stronger man, the one that could overcome the power of the enemy, who had control of the hearts of man universally. And so he is the one who was led in the wilderness, and there he had to prove in this world himself how he would face the enemy. And as we've said now in this first example of the attack of the enemy, when he asked him to command stone to be made bread, well, he had made those stones at his command. Everything had existence. He could command anything, and it could. You mentioned earlier, John, that he commanded the soul, and it stood fast. What a word of power. But now he's not the one to exercise or give a word of power, but he's one to bow in submission to the word and to allow it to have power and control in every detail of his life. So to begin ministry, to be a servant of the Most High God, it was dependence and obedience that must mark him. And so that's what we find in him. Perfect dependence upon God. Not going forth now in his own power that was intrinsically in him, could never change. But he had taken the place. Why? You know, he came down, he did not take on the nature of angel. We're going to get that in a further session. But he came to take on the seed of Abraham. And so it behooved him to become like us, a dependent man in this scene. And in all his perfections, he took that place. He never scolded Satan, as it were. He never rebuked him here. He says, when Satan tempted him, then Jesus answered him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. He takes that place as simple as a man, dependent. And he was not even going to satisfy his natural appetites, which are, they are not wrong. But he was not going to satisfy them without having received a word from God as to what he would do. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Oh, what a lesson for me, for all of us, really live every day by the word of God. Go ahead, Brother Bill.
I just wanted to add what you have already said, led by the word of God. You know, today there are many here who are younger, and I'm sure they're studying in schools and preparing for a life of work and so on. And I'm sure you apply yourself as best as you can, because if you don't, you're going to be punished in a way. You may not get the goals that you have set for you. But the most important thing that you can study is the Word of God. And more I'm impressed with a failure, even in my own life, to study the Word. There is none of us here that can ever say, I know everything in Scripture. There's nothing further for me to learn. I've learned it all. And I say that as someone a little older than many of you here. But there is always something else that the Lord wants to reveal to us from the Scriptures. But if I don't study the Word, I'm not going to be able to resist the enemy. I'm not going to be able to resist the enemy. It's the Word of God that helps me to resist the temptations of this world. And if I don't study it and learn it, I'm going to fail. I'm going to fall. I'm going to not be following the Lord Jesus. So I would encourage us, young or old, to continue to study the Word. If you are saved, if you know the Lord as your Savior, that's the first step. But beyond that, you must study the Word. It's not easy always, but every day you should take time to read something. It's not the quantity that you read. If you can only read a few verses, that's wonderful. Learn them, study them, and then the Lord will bless you and help you in overcoming the sin that is all around us.
One of the great difficulties that most of us have had, and I think that we must hang our heads and say, is the matter of priorities. What I'm learning in school is not more important than the Word of God. I need to see that. As a young person or as an older one, because older ones are furthering their knowledge for careers that they're in. And I need to remember that what I'm learning of this world's things is not more important than learning the Word of God. And it's the matter of priorities that causes so many of us such a great difficulty. I thought when David was speaking a minute ago, he was also going to go to David, Psalm 119. Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy Word is a lamp, not will be, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How important that I know the Scripture. I'm going to go a little further, that I have memorized it, that I learn it, that it's a part of me. And so when I get in my car and I'm busy and I perhaps haven't had the time to spend that morning, I can in my mind go to Philippians or Ephesians or whatever, and I can have a portion the Lord has given to me, because it has been made a part of my life. How important it is. I think when the testing comes, the time to determine what is important in my life is not when the test comes. I hope that I have, by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, been able to establish in my own life what the principles are that God would have me to stand by. When the testing comes, the Lord will bring the Word to us. But I'm confident of this. I don't know whether you agree with this or not, but I don't think the Lord is going to bring to mind Scriptures that I've never read, that I've never taken the time to make my own. And the Lord perform a miracle in my life at this time, at this temptation, and I haven't bothered to take His Word and pray about it and be before Him. May the Lord, you know, we said coming into this, this is a reading today that should change our lives. It ought to change our priorities, not just the kids, but each of us here. That we ought to leave here thinking differently about the Word and our pathway through this scene.
Might I just add one thought? It is good to study the Word, as has been emphasized, and to know the Word and all of this. But I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ here applied the right word for the right time. So often we say, you know, we study the Word of God, and that, I wish we all did that, and we should know it. And know, but so often we don't rightly divide the Word. And I believe the Lord Jesus Christ showed here that he took. He could not have taken any other scripture that would not have been applicable, I believe. So he applied the right word when the enemy came.
Just to highlight that, sir.
Well, sorry.